Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of John's Basement. My location has changed. I am no longer in my basement. I'm actually in my college dorm in Manhattan. I've been excited for this, so this is cool. We got a new broadcasting location. I say that, it's just my bedroom, but I don't know. Do I have to change the name of this podcast now? Maybe. Maybe not. I feel like I've definitely aggravated my neighbors with the amount of volume that me and Michael have put into this building, and I apologize dearly if any of them ever hear this. Probably never. But me and Michael, my bassist and best friend, shout out, it is his birthday today. We just moved in together, and we did a live stream yesterday for Spitfire, which was pretty fun. We had a lot of technical difficulties, though. Who knew that it was so complicated to get, like, a good live stream going? We didn't. We certainly didn't. But, yeah, a bunch of people that we were friends with tuned in and watched us scramble to figure out what we were doing. We kind of didn't have nearly enough songs planned, but it was fun. It was a fun time, and hopefully we get to do more of those in the future. And in addition to that, we recorded a new track, which was pretty fun. It's pretty cool. Like, I mean, granted, we definitely are louder as neighbors, but my main goal is to always be, like, a courteous neighbor living in, like, the city where you're always next to your neighbors. So I only brought, like, my little, I don't know how many watts it really is, but my little Blackstar Fly 2.0 amp, which is pretty cool. That thing is, like, the tone sounds amazing, so we just throw that in the closet, and we just record guitar parts from there, so it's not super loud, which is cool. Highly recommend it if you're looking to record guitar parts, not through an interface. But, yeah, you guys didn't listen to, you come here to listen to my ramblings, you come here to listen to music, so let's get into some music. Coming in for this first song that I'm going to be playing tonight. Also, just side note, I'm rambling still, but I apologize that I sound like I just woke up, because I absolutely did. hopefully I'll wake up later on through this broadcast. But yes, alright, so coming up for this first song that I'm playing is going to my weekly Quadio plug. This is a band that I found through Quadio. They're called The Bogies, and I really like their sound. They're very surfy. This song is called Shoreline Breeze, and I found them on Quadio. Absolutely check them out. Sign on to Quadio. It's fucking free. Do it. Okay, Shoreline Breeze by The Bogies. Enjoy.
What's in an image that makes me weak? It's a long He's in there. He's dead.
I so heavily fuck with that sound. So, reading off of their bio, because I know only about as much as you just heard their songs, but I listened to a few of their tracks, and so I think this is my first West Coast band, actually. It says, in October of 2016, students at Cal Poly SLO joined workers at Whole Foods to create their definition of what a surf rock band would sound like. That is the most badass about page I've ever heard of. But, yeah, that is The Bogies, once again, from, I guess, California, so that's cool. If you're listening into this, guys, this is, so in this area, it'll be 8 o'clock for me, but it'll be, what, 5 o'clock for you guys? That's pretty sick. We got, oh man, what's our reach now? We've got fucking South Dakota, California, Australia. Did I have one from Virginia? I think I did. South Carolina? I don't know, man. This podcast is reaching everywhere. I definitely have a few from Florida, too. So sick. This podcast is going everywhere. But, yeah, that is, once again, The Bogies. Check them out. They're on Spotify. They're also on Quadio, which I urge you and implore you to get onto. So, that song was called Shoreline Breeze. Check out their other stuff. Their most recent single is called Piss Bush. Interesting. I haven't listened to that one yet, but I like the title. So, show those guys some love. Share their pages. Their Instagram handle is Bogies Beach Club. So, with a fun name like that, I don't know why you aren't already following that after I said that. So, be sure to take care of that. Let's get into the next tune. This next track is coming from an artist that I've known of for a while. They are friends with my friend Buster, and they make amazing music. They're doing a lot of different things musically. So, I reached out to them so that they could, like, basically tell me which of their music they want me to play, because they have so many fucking amazing tracks under different names. The artist that I am referring to is none other than Sam Levin, an incredibly talented individual. Big fan. It's really amazing. They have been making music since, I think they were like, I don't know what age, but since they were definitely like very little. Have a few pretty successful tracks on Spotify already, but this is actually not their solo project. This is their rock band. I was DMing with Sam a little bit back and forth, and they decided that this is the better song to plug for this episode. So this track is called This Is a Police Matter by Makeout Palace from Rockland County, New York-ish. Actually, I don't know if Sam is from Rockland. I associate Sam with Rockland because Buster's from Rockland, but Sam might be from somewhere in New York. We're just going to go somewhere in New York because that's a safe bet. So let's check this out. Makeout Palace, This Is a Police Matter.
A little bit longer till we're gone. stuff's in front of my car, so of course I open the door for her, and she's like, I need to take the vehicle for police business, like a car chase or something, but I don't want to just give her my fucking car, so I get in the passenger seat, and, you know, she's driving fast, she's asking me all these questions, like, where's Mulberry Street, and how fast does this thing go, and do you have a boyfriend, you know, stuff like that.
Once again, that was Makeout Palace's track, This Is a Police Matter, fronted by the one and only Sam Levin, one of the most active and talented musical individuals that I have ever seen and kind of met before. I've only interacted with Sam in like passing for the most part, but Sam is one of the most talented people that I know of, and they're very close with my friend Buster, which is awesome because that is another one of the most talented people that I've ever known, so that's a cool... a match made in heaven, if you will. So yeah, the Makeout Palace is a trio fronted by Sam Levin, also comprised of Colin Ratcliffe and Aiden Shapiro. They are from New York, as far as I'm aware at least. And they wanted me to mention that they have a new album coming up. They're finishing up their first album, and they said it's going to be coming out this fall, so be on the lookout for Makeout Palace's new album. That song, once again, was called This Is a Police Matter by Makeout Palace. Thank you for letting me use your music, guys, and I wish you all the best. Stay safe, and let's get into the third and final tune and segment. Before we play this last track, let's get into the interview segment of this episode. This is an interview I did with my longtime musical friend, Guy Battaglia, from the band Idlewave in Asbury Park. I was very excited to get to do this one. This interview was actually while Guy was in the studio recording for some new upcoming releases, which you guys are going to all be hearing soon. It actually comes with a new music video, but I'll let him talk about that in this interview so you guys will know more. So yeah, this is Guy from Idlewave. Enjoy. Hey everyone. I'm joined here with Guy from Idlewave, all the way in Asbury Park, New Jersey, here to talk about their upcoming release. I'm very excited to do this interview. Guy and I go way back to the early days in my old punk band, Fracture, and the Nanuet Arcade. So, Guy, the floor is yours. What are we going to learn with this new release? What's it about? What's the title?
So, I'm actually in the studio right now with my buddy, Connor, who, Connor's here, and let me see if I can flip this around for you, if we're using this video. How do I do this? We're chilling at his spot. Sweet. In Toms River, New Jersey, and this is where we actually did Wolves, the song that's coming out Friday, and, yeah, we're working on a record. We're just doing a bunch of songs, and, we're setting up mics right now, but we're battling like thunder right now because there's like some storming going on outside that we're trying to work with. So Wolves is out Friday. we tracked that song down here, just me and Connor for the most part. We did a music video that's going to come out Friday. And yeah, I think Thursday at midnight, actually, this song comes out on like Spotify.
Amazing. So yeah. Like the music video, that sounds awesome. So what did you guys do for the music video? Their premise?
We just threw a pool party and I was dressed in all black with like a hoodie on and just contrasting the rest of the people having a party and wearing like bright pastel colored bathing suits and having a good time. And just, you know, we wanted something that looked beautiful and we got it. I don't know how, but we, and it was another like battling of the storms. Like all week we, like the weather said it was going to be crazy on that Sunday we shot it, and then there wasn't a cloud in the sky and it was beautiful and like nice and hot out, and like the sun was just like shining right on us in the pool. It was a good time. Same thing happened with the home music video. I think I remember like one time the weather said it wasn't going to be cool, and then it was like couldn't have been more like perfect natural lighting.
That sounds awesome. So let's go into the history of the band itself. What's the story behind Idle Wave? How did it start? Who started it?
So I started Idle Wave out of like that whole Flammable Animals deal of the dudes I went to college with. Joe and Kevin hung around for a little bit after we all graduated and we were like playing shows, and then we started rebranding into Idle Wave, and then kind of Kevin moved to Utah. And Joe was still continuing playing in like other projects, but we weren't writing as much anymore. And the writing kind of fell into my lap along with the rest of, you know, the band entities. So it's been primarily me for the most part, just making music and playing shows with friends filling in or depending on the situation. I know, like I was taking a little break from playing local shows because I was filling in for two bands on the road. So, but still getting work done. Like we made sure to shoot a bunch of content before I left, and like we put out Home while I was on the road with Have Mercy, and then we put out a couple like live sessions while I was on the road with Owl. So just making it work whenever I can. And I feel especially the big takeaway from the whole situation we're going through right now is I'm very fortunate that Connor and I are able to meet up and record and like be safe and just like do that, and we can still shoot music videos and everything at certain locations where where we can't like play shows as much anymore. We could make up for in the like being able to do the other things.
That's an awesome way to keep yourself busy too. I mean, it's all about just it's funny because it's an idle wave, but it's funny not staying idle. You know, that's like the thing that every musician's gotta try to do right now, because that shit is so fucking tough. I personally, for like the first like 3 months of this quarantine, just felt like the least productive person in the world. So I'm like, all right, I can't book shows right now. I can't like do band practices safely yet. Now I'm finally figuring out how to do like distant tracking and shit. But that's awesome. That's great that you guys have like the studio accessible to you, and that's cool shit.
So yeah, super, super fortunate.
I'm going to ask about the Asbury Park music scene. Like what's that like? Are there any venues that you guys frequented before the pandemic?
I got to dig in my head a little bit. So definitely loved Asbury Park Brewery, was my favorite. And Connor actually did sound there. Were you the main, like, there's like a couple, like
really the only
three or four. All right. Yeah. Connor was there most every night, taking care of the touring bands too. Asbury Park Brewery was really sick. The Saint was really cool too. I like the Saint. We were fortunate to play House of Independence a couple times, which is huge. I'm sure you've made it down there for a couple bands.
Haven't yet. It was this summer that I was planning to get to finally do it, unfortunately.
House was really cool. Have some good memories at like the Yacht Club. We played there with like other bands and I don't think any venue in Asbury is like a bad one or anything like that, which is cool too. Never played like the Lanes, but always, especially the old Lanes, I really wanted to play. That was like one of the most punk venues I've ever been to. But the music scene was really, really strong before the pandemic. I mean, I personally wasn't around for too many shows immediately before it happened. I can't remember the last like Asbury show I was at. I think we played the Wonder Bar in November, and it was really sick. It was a great show. And I think we played a basement show in Philly in January, and then that was it before, like, the Have Mercy tour. But the shows in Asbury have been really cool. Bands have been putting out cool stuff, which is always, like, just a dope thing to see when other people are, like, doing the thing. And nobody's doing it the exact same way, too, which is really cool. But, yeah, it was fun. It was a really awesome community to be a part of while everything was going on. And I think everybody's finding their way. There's still bands putting out, like, new songs and music videos. And Connor and our friend Chris do live sessions down here where it's kind of like a audio tree style, like, setup of filming and recording. And those have been coming out really sick, too. So those are the lampshade sessions. And we've actually done a couple. I think one of them's out so far. And just trying to do stuff like that right now. It's like figuring out what we can do at the moment. Keep everybody safe and keep people keep eating content, really.
I will say I got to give you props for that, too, because of all the bands that I'm personally friends with, I've noticed you guys are definitely by far the most active that I've noticed. And that's cool. That's like kudos to you guys for that, because that shit is that's tight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. This is going to bring me to my very last question, because I know you're on a short time slot here. Any new information that we have on this upcoming release, a tentative working title for it, anything you got to say about what's coming up for you guys?
Check out the music video. The music video has forced Easter eggs in it about what's to come.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. That answers all my questions. Thanks for doing this, Guy.
Thank you so much, John.
Once again, that was Guy Battaglia from the band Idlewave, all the way in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Their new song, Wolves, is already out. That interview was actually done last week, but we're broadcasting this week, so shout out to Guy, shout out to Idlewave, stream Wolves, and check out the music video that's also out, because it is a pretty music video, as he said. So this song is called Wolves by Idlewave. Hope you guys dig it. I'm like so under my time frame for this episode. And the only thing that's different is I'm just not fucking rambling. It was a shorter interview. That's definitely one of the factors. But wow, I talk so fucking much that apparently I take up about a half hour's worth of time in these episodes. Excuse me. Oh man, why do you guys listen to this broadcast? I should add another song. I think I'm gonna look for another artist last second. Why not? Why not? We have time for it. We're gonna plug a fourth artist for tonight's episode. Let me consult with the people that I know. And after consulting with the people I know, I now have a fourth artist for tonight. So this song is actually a major throwback for me and anyone that I went to high school with that might be listening in. This is a song called In the Fire by a band called The Waning Suns, who I used to go to high school with when I was a freshman. They were seniors, and Christian is actually now an alumni of the college that I currently attend. So that's a cool twist of fate. This song went so fucking hard when I was like 15 in the mosh pits of my suburban music scene, so enjoy.
Stop it. himself, who has no excuse for his tragic wealth. Maybe we'd be fine if we could just hit pause. Another man dies from another cause. Another gun dies on his own. The fields are great where now buffalo roam. Oh, the earth is shaking from years of abuse. And if you deny this, son, you got no use. Is that me? And is that you? Or Timbuktu? This is land, desert land, where the people speak a language that you don't understand. Oh, the world is on fire. You have no idea. They're even calling for change in North Korea. These are turbulent times, a battle of minds. Sir, if you are not lying, please look me in the eyes. This is a fight for the now, a crisis of identity. Everybody wants to know, how do you define humanity?
You know, I just realized after playing that song, there is like a full circleness to playing that on this show, because actually, so more history with the history of the Waning Suns and how I know them, and the Waning Suns being the band that you just heard. They used to run the music scene that I ended up inheriting later on. Christian was the guy that I spoke to for about everything. He was the singer for the Waning Suns, and he would book a bunch of these shows in either one of the VFW pavilions that were in our town, and the other one, the other location that we often like would have shows at least that year that I was involved with it, was Peter Manos's garage. Giving him a shout out. Peter was the bassist for another band in the scene. These were like the two bands of my high school. That band was called Compatible Color, and if we're going to make this even more interesting, Compatible Color, whom Peter's band, whom was the band that Peter was in, their singer and guitarist was Will, who is the guy who puts my radio shows on the station currently. So this is all full circle. Shout out to Will Adwar. Amazing how like the connections that you make when you're a freshman in high school can actually come with you into being in college and beyond. So that's amazing. I love the way that the music world is actually a really small community in its own way. That was a nice little throwback for me. I love that. I was so stressed out for a second. I was like, oh no, I'm like only halfway through my time slot. And granted, this is still probably a shorter episode, but at least I know it's not that short. I'm glad I was able to play some Waning Suns on the stream. Speaking of streams, before I actually play myself out on this episode, I'm gonna do a little bit of a ramble because I have so much fucking time. As I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, my band Spitfire, me and Michael, did an acoustic live stream on Facebook. We are doing another one of those on September 5th, and this one, actually, we're most likely going to pre-record it, and then we'll just be able to answer any questions that you guys might have in the chat bar while we stream it. Look out for more details for that. Spitfire, that is Spit, P-H-Y-R-E, Spitfire spelled stupid, so that we have our own name on Spotify. And that is the majority of the upcoming things, I believe, that I have at least going on for me. What are your guys' college plans looking like? Because I personally just moved in to my dorm in the financial district of Manhattan, New York. But I know a lot of schools are staying online this year. I have a couple of friends who are supposed to go to school in places like Philly and Boston, and they're not now. They're staying online. So what's your deal? Are you guys going back to school? Are you sticking on campus? Are you staying home, doing online for another semester, taking a gap semester or a gap year? Let me know. This goes on the WCOV.live Instagram page, so it's not a far way to find John's Basement on Instagram. DM me. Let me know. And, thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry this is a shorter episode tonight. More so sorry for Will. I'm sorry. You're going to have to, I guess, scramble. Just going to let this time run out. Be on the lookout for my band's new EP coming up. Actually, that's another thing that I think is worth mentioning. We're publicly now going with the title Papaya. That is the name of our upcoming EP. We don't have a release date yet, but all the songs are finished being tracked, and we are now just awaiting the mixing and mastering process, so that'll be coming out in the very near future. And then we have so many other things planned. We have a song that is also going to be coming out to Quadio as an exclusive track. So if you want to listen to that, sign on to Quadio. And if you are yourself an artist that would like me to play your music and say anything you want about your band, email me at jmftmedia@gmail.com. Send me a sound file, send me your Spotify page, send me your social media handles, whatever you have. I will give you promotion, and this is all fucking free. I am not one of those pay-to-play motherfuckers who says you have to pay me for exposure. Fuck that. I am a musician, and I'm trying to help out my fellow musicians. So if you have a track that you want to have some airtime, an upcoming single, whatever, what have you, send me your shit, and I will put it on the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Wear a fucking mask, and stay safe. This last song is my own song called Your America by Spitfire. Please check it out. It is a very politically charged and human rights charged track, and it's our current single, our most recent single on our Spotify page and everything else. We're on Bandcamp now and everything else, so if you can even buy for like a buck on Bandcamp our songs, it goes so much more to us than it does on any streaming platform, so just gonna throw that out there. Thank you guys once again. Good night. Garner.